When the history of the triumph of gay marriage is one day written, one of its heroes will be a lifelong Roman Catholic and product of Catholic education, Justice Anthony Kennedy. It was Kennedy who wrote the majority opinion in the Supreme Court's undermining of the Defense of Marriage Act and the institution of marriage in America. Kennedy's opinion was summarized by Justice Antonin Scalia, another lifelong Catholic, but one faithful to the Church's ancient teachings on marriage. As Scalia put it, Kennedy and his majority resorted to calling opponents of gay marriage enemies of the human race. To the contrary, said Scalia, to defend traditional marriage is not to condemn, demean, or humiliate those who would prefer other arrangements. As Scalia noted, the Defense of Marriage Act, quote, did no more than codify an aspect of marriage that had been unquestioned in our society for most of its existence, indeed for virtually all of human history. It is one thing for a society to elect change. It is another for a court of law to impose change by adjudging those who oppose it as enemies of the human race, unquote. Justice Scalia is exactly right. But what of Justice Kennedy? Where and how did he acquire his stereotypical, demeaning, and frankly quite bigoted view of those who support marriage as it has always been? Does Anthony Kennedy attend Mass? I ask because Kennedy seems not to know, or at least be perplexed by, opponents of gay marriage. But how could that be? Does he not have a priest, a religious ed director, fellow parishioners? Or does every single one of them endorse gay marriage? This is bizarre, just as Anthony Kennedy's position is bizarre. How does a lifelong Roman Catholic come to this position and then, by extension, inflict so much damage not merely on the culture, but upon those of us in his church and elsewhere simply supporting marriage as it has been since the dawn of humanity? Or perhaps Justice Anthony Kennedy is merely a poster boy for the Catholic Church's inability to catechize its own members. For CatholicExchange.com and Ave Maria Radio, I'm Paul Kenmore.